Hey, are you interested in learning some tips to develop a morning routine that works for you? Or to be consistent with a morning routine? Because that's something that a lot of us struggle with. If so, this is the episode for you. If you're new to the show, welcome. My name's Angela Barnard, and we're all about helping you intentionally design your life. Now, last episode, we talked about evening routines. So if you missed that episode, definitely check it out because it really leads you into this episode. And this episode was actually recorded when I was a guest on a friend's podcast. The podcast is called Stepping Into a Joy-Filled Life, and it's hosted by a joy-filled mama named Katie, and literally you can hear the joy in her voice. So what I'm going to do is play that episode for you as Katie interviews me, asking for my tips around morning routines and being consistent and all of that stuff. So I think you'll really enjoy it. So let's just get on with the show.
I am so excited to talk today, Angela, about morning routine. So let's dive on in. Why should we actually have a morning routine?
Okay, so I'm going to give you four reasons, and there's so many more reasons than that. But just to start off, so Harvard research shows that the first hour of your day is the most impactful. And it's like, you know, how you start your day is pretty much kind of like, I don't want to say it, but like kind of how you're going to end your day. Like we know that when we start our day off on like the wrong foot, as some would say, the rest of the day can sometimes feel like it's downhill from there. Right, Katie? You feel that sometimes?
I feel that.
Yeah. So we all can relate to that. But so the first hour of the day, so important that we get that down. The second reason is that you can't pour from an empty cup. We know that. So it's really important to start your day taking care of yourself in some way. And we'll talk more about that soon. But that way you're not trying to pour from the empty cup. Cause I know all of us, I mean, anyone that's listening, I know you're a person that wants to show up well, you want to serve well. And in order to do so, you need to take care of yourself first. And then the third reason is that when you start off being intentional and you kind of like spark that joy for yourself first thing in the morning, you're like shifting your energy to that state. And then everything flows from there the rest of your day. And it's kind of like what we said earlier, but I kind of think about it going back to the statement I said around like when it rains, it pours. I like to think about it as like when the flower opens, it blooms. That's kind of how I see it. And then the last reason is because success leaves clues. Like there's all this talk about people's morning routines and all these people that we admire and how they have like they're part of the 5 a.m. club or whatever. They do these few things. Those are basically ingredients that are creating their recipe of success. So if you want to be a certain way, look to someone that you admire. I guarantee you they have a very awesome morning routine. And I would try to mock similar habits that they have because those habits are creating the results in their life.
Angela, that was packed with goodness. I can't remember the full list of names, but I've heard people talk before about like these really successful people that have morning routines. Like Oprah actually comes to mind. I know she is all about morning routine, and Hal Elrod, of course, the author of the book, The Miracle Morning. And yeah, there's, you know, Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, like they all have a morning routine. I think that's so powerful. I also loved the visual that you gave there. And I've got to mention that I love the research behind the intentionality tips that you share, especially over on your podcast. I really enjoyed tuning into episodes over there, and you're always giving such great like research and statistics, and everything's backed up. And I love that so much. Okay, I'm totally sold on the morning routine. And I know we're going to talk about yours in a minute, and I'll share a really brief version of mine in a minute. But first, talk to us about how can we design the perfect morning routine that's actually customized to us?
Okay. So basically you just said it in the question. The perfect morning routine is customized to you. So while we can look to other people for wisdom, at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're doing things that are in alignment with your goal, that are in alignment with who you want to be. So it is helpful then to look at someone who has the results that you want. Because, you know, obviously there's clues in that. But an example, think about it as like a recipe. So someone gives you a recipe for something, but let's say you have a gluten allergy or you don't eat eggs. You can sub, right? another ingredient in there. So I really want you to start thinking about it that way. It's all about what's best for you. What works best for one person isn't going to always be best for you, given your schedule, given your family situation, all of that. So keep that in mind when you are looking to other people for wisdom. So you really want to make sure that what you're doing lines up first and foremost with your values. And like I said, your goals. So getting clarity on what you want, a vision for your life is really important. I think even before thinking of like a morning routine. But there are some things that I have seen as commonalities among people that I know I personally admire. And there's three things that I have seen that they all do. They all practice some kind of form of movement in the morning. They all practice some form of mindfulness. And that might look like prayer to some, meditation. It might look like journaling, whatever that is. They do something like that. And then some form of mastery. Like some of them are learning something versus reading, or they're working on their passion project. They're making progress on something, mastering something that's important to them. So I've seen that as three main things: movement, mindfulness, mastery.
That is so good. I feel like that's noteworthy. I feel like we need to like jot that down and stick that on our bathroom mirror. It's really interesting too, because you actually, in different terminology, you definitely just described my personal morning routine.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I love that. I love that so much. And also as a life coach, I love how you mentioned that we need to kind of like work it backwards. Like we need to start with the end goal in sight. How mm-hmm. do we want to feel? How do we want our day to go? How do we want our day to run? Right? So we start with the vision, which we also know scripturally is really important. The Bible says that without a vision, people perish. God says vision is so important. So you start with that end goal in mind, you work it backwards, and you craft your morning routine around that. So that when your morning routine is done, you're in that mindset, you're in that space of that vision, of that end goal.
Yeah. So like, for example, in the recipe, you know, with mastery, like what are you trying to make improvement on? That's going to be different for everyone. And that's going to be based on your personal goals and your vision. So tell us about your morning routine.
Yes. Okay. I'm super excited to share this. And then I definitely want to deep dive into yours. Okay. So for me, it starts with exercise, right? Which is that movement. And I'll just go quickly through mine. I'll say that I love to do a good HIIT workout. I'm an Apple girl over here. So I've got the Apple Watch, the Apple TV, and I love the Apple Fitness app. So I'm a HIIT workout type of girl. Other mornings, you know, it's, I'll do like a walk or a jog, or maybe some mornings it's just a gentle stretch, but typically it's that HIIT workout. And then I actually do on the mindfulness part. And I just kind of recently stepped into this, and it's interesting because we're going to talk a lot more about this in the next several podcast episodes, but I just stepped into meditation this year and I am loving it. Mindfulness and meditation. And I started out doing like a traditional meditation with an app called Calm, C-A-L-M, Calm, which I think is really great. But then I took it even a step further, and I've actually been doing some guided biblical meditation, which again, we're going to dive into that in future podcast episodes. And then finally on mastery for me, that is my time with the Lord. That is my spiritual growth time. And some mornings that looks like digging into the Bible, and other mornings that looks like catching a Christine Kane podcast while I'm showering. But those are my three things. And that's actually the order that I do them in.
Hey, beautiful girl. Today's episode is brought to you by my free Facebook group, Happy Chicks. Happy Chicks is my favorite place to hang out online, as the group is full of awesome women who are committed to growing themselves into everything that God created them to be while cheering each other on. Think of it as your favorite virtual coffee shop, only better because of the encouraging, inspiring women who are in it. I'm personally inviting you to come join us. Just search for Happy Chicks inside of Facebook. We're truly better together. I'll see you over there, chick.
All right, girl, let's flip it. I want to hear all about your morning routine.
Okay. So let me point out something real quick with yours. So when you said the mastery part, you were talking basically without you actually saying this, what I got was that you want to be someone who prioritizes your faith. You want to be someone who knows God more and more and has that personal relationship with God. So when you think about your goals, like a big thing that I teach is make it be not necessarily about a specific kind of result. Like I want to, you know, like I always go for the running example. Like, instead of making it be about running a 5K, make it be that you want to be a runner. You want to own this kind of identity. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about your mastery portion of this kind of routine when you're developing it. So, okay. So one of my big ones right now, so we'll talk about this when I get into my routine a little more, but basically is to be a writer. Like, I'm working on writing a book. So my mastery time is devoted to that identity-based goal is what I would call it. So, all right, we'll start. So I am one of the ones that wake up early, but I have not always been this person. I mean, literally a year ago, I would not be the person you want to talk about morning routines because it was a hot mess. So I want to say, like, even though I am here telling you about my morning routine, no, I didn't start this way. So, okay, I start now, like my alarm goes off around 4:45. And there's sometimes too that I don't get to sleep early enough because something's happened the night before. And I make sure that I get enough sleep because I know what happens when I don't. One, I'm like a Grinch throughout the day, or two, like I can't focus, I'm like making progress. So that my sleep is going to be a priority over the time that I'm going to wake up. So I just want that to be clear. So sometimes I adjust things, but I'm still following my three things. I'm making sure I'm doing all of those M's that we had talked about. Okay, but and ideally what happens is I wake up, my alarm goes off at 4:45, and I actually get out of bed because I have my phone set a little bit down the stairs, so I'm not tempted to go back to sleep. And then I will sit there. So for about 15 minutes, that's my time where I start off with thanking God for different things. So it's prayer. And then I move on to my personal goals. And I have kind of like, they're almost like affirmations, but I basically, they're all related to my personal goals. And I think of it almost like a prayer of who I desire to be as well. So I go through that in my mind. So that's first and foremost. And the other thing, I geek out about the brain. I know that you, Katie, already like alluded to this, but like I geek out about the brain. And this time when you first wake up is prime real estate right here, because this is when your brain is in a theta brainwave state. And this is like so we're constantly fluctuating between different frequencies, different brainwave states. And at this state, this is when your brain is more receptive to information to store it as memory. It's a super learning state. So this is a great time to really be like fostering those thoughts that you really want to believe about you, I say. So another side note for all the mamas out there, the reason why when you have toddlers and any basically kids under the age of 6 or 7, they tend to primarily function in a theta brainwave state. This is why kids at a very young age can learn like multiple languages. You know how fast a toddler can learn something? Like that is peak learning state right there. So we pass through that twice during the day for sure. And maybe sometimes throughout, but like when you first wake up and right before you fall asleep. So this is a good time for any kind of mindfulness practice. So just make note of that. All right. So that's why I do it. So I come downstairs, it's about 15 minutes. I come downstairs, do your bathroom stuff, you know, all of that. And then I go get my water, and I do a lot of preparation for my morning routine. This is key to set you up for success. So my water is in a Swell container and it's like already warm. So it's still warm from the night before and it has some lemon in it. And it's like 2 cups. I chug that water. I get my coffee ready. As I'm getting my coffee set up and it's heating and brewing and all of that, I am moving my body. So I will do like some squats, core stuff, like just work on either my arms or my legs. And I have set days where I'm doing that. And I spend about 15 minutes kind of doing that. Once I'm done with that, I go and I grab my coffee and I sit down and I go through a gratitude practice, or like I write down my gratitude, look at my plan for the day, and then I do some journaling. And I kind of practice what's called morning pages, where basically I just write down any thoughts that come to mind. And it helps kind of like clean my mind, like declutter my mind. And a lot of it is just like rubbish, but it's so helpful in getting me to like, yeah, it's kind of like taking out the mind trash. And a lot of times we don't realize when we're holding on to so many thoughts, the impact that can have on our focus and our productivity. We need to like take the trash out, or it's kind of like having trash in your house and you're not taking it out and it's starting to get really smelly kind of thing. So I do that, and this helps me be more creative. So then right after that, I usually spend some time working on my mastery project, whatever that is. Or sometimes it's like writing out some other ideas, and then I lead into my mastery project. And right now I've been trying to spend about 30 minutes on that project. So I move forward. So then after that, then it focuses on, my day focuses on basically getting my husband's stuff all set up for work. So it's like, I'm making him breakfast, but while I'm making him breakfast, I'm also listening to like a devotional or something motivational. I love the Big Life Devotional. It's a podcast, and every day she does a new one. It's about less than 15 minutes long. It's perfect for when I'm making breakfast. And then after breakfast, I'm like cleaning things up, and then I send my husband off to work, and then like my day begins. But the cool thing, like you heard there, is that even if everything goes downhill after that first chunk in my morning, I have already made progress on something that was really important to me. You know, and I showed up well. That is something to be proud of. And like that part of the day, I feel like is more in our control because, you know, life happens and throughout the day, I mean, even in the morning, things can happen, but we're more likely to accomplish things early when there's less distraction. So I say you show up for yourself in the morning and you will show up well for everybody else. Like after that.
Angela, you're an intentional living genius. Seriously. Can I just say that?
Thanks, Fred. I mean, it haven't been always been this way, but like, I'm so passionate about this because I've seen my life transform from being intentional in this way, really understanding more about how my mind works. And I've seen so many others, and I just want more and more people to like get on this intentional bandwagon because you will blow your mind with what you're able to do and like how you show up, and other people will notice. They'll be like, wow, like you're a completely different person. If you start even with 15 minutes, like if you don't feel like you have a morning routine down, just do 5, 5, and 5 of those things. And it's so easy to do. You could be doing your movement while like the coffee's brewing, and you will be proud of yourself for sure.
So good. Okay. There were so many good things in what you just shared there. I got to circle back to a few things. I love that you are intentionally making the most of every moment, which you just recapped on. Like you're talking about how you're doing your movement while the coffee is brewing. Like there is no time wasted here. Like that's efficient and intentional big time. I also loved the visual that you gave about taking the trash out. I over here on this side of the microphone, I am like all the thoughts all the time. Like I feel like I'm brain dumping multiple times a day. And I think it's really important that we take note of that because it really does, like you said, it pulls our focus away and we get in this place of what I call stress paralyzed. When there's so many things floating around in our brain that we literally like, we don't even know where to start. We're in this place of stress paralysis. In fact, I did a whole podcast episode around that because I get in that space sometimes. It's like, okay, you have to brain dump and you have to get clear on your focus and take your one next step forward.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Another great visual. I actually, sometimes if I'm feeling like that, even throughout the day, even if I did my morning pages and I'm starting to feel like, oh my gosh, I just feel overwhelmed. There's all these thoughts in my mind. I will sit down and do what I call a thought download. I literally take a scrap of paper and I write at the top thought download. And I just write whatever is in my mind. And I think about it as like a computer or something that's running slow. And I want to like take the thing that's holding it back, move it into a different file and let it download there.
That's so good. I actually just cleaned out my hard drive on my Mac. And so it's very like visual for me and fresh in my mind. That's such a good visualization. One more thing I want to circle back to is that you talked about having your cell phone away from your bed. Now this is a huge thing right now. We have to talk about this. Okay. This is a habit that so many of us have is putting our cell phone beside our bed at night, telling ourselves it's because our alarm is on it or, you know, whatever somebody might call it. We make all these excuses why I'm guilty of this too sometimes. Okay. I will be the first to admit. And then first thing in the morning, we jump out of bed and we grab our cell phone and we just start, bam, we're opening all the apps. We're checking email. We're checking all the socials. How does that help or hurt our morning routine? And how can we start to make changes in that area?
Okay. So I talk about this all the time and it's something that I've struggled with for so long. Okay. So first and foremost, when it comes to a habit that you want to break, let's just understand our mind. If you say that you don't want to be the person that wakes up and make it all about everybody else before you take care of yourself, because that's what you're doing. When you grab the phone, you see the notifications and you start scrolling, you start answering emails, all of that, you are basically programming the habit that I always show up for everybody else before I ever show up for me. I always get the back burner. Yeah. I mean, It hurts. But that's what you're doing. And from a brain-based perspective, you are literally programming that habit. And when it comes to habits, it's like whatever you practice, whatever you do over and over, you get really good at. So you get really good at making it all about everybody else except you. And that's not something you want to program. So when it comes to being intentional, we think about who we want to be. We make sure that our habits line up with our vision. So if you want to be the person that takes care of yourself well, that shows up well, you got to have some habits that align with that. That's how it is. So quick reality check for everybody, but I needed that too at one point in time, and I still work on it. So what I do, back to habits actually. Backtrack. So if you want to break a habit, what you do is you add resistance to it. So the brain is very lazy, or you can say likes to make the best use of its time. You can think of it that way. So if you add resistance to something, it's going to be less likely to do the thing. So that's why I said I put my phone downstairs, because I want to break the habit of going back to sleep. It's harder for me to go back to sleep. I have to go walk back up the stairs. I have to get back in bed. So I'm more likely to get up at that point. So I'm just understanding how my mind works. So when it comes to having your phone next to your bed, first and foremost, don't put it next to your bed. Move it to a different location. And I like to put my phone on airplane mode when I go to sleep. So my alarm still goes off. But the thing is that when my alarm goes off and I see my phone, I don't get any notifications. I'm not even tempted to even look at an email, to look at what's happening on social media, none of that. Because I removed that possibility. I created resistance, because the only way I can look at that is now I got to look at my phone and I have to click, you know, out of the airplane mode, wait for it to load. Like I'm adding it, more resistance would be involved in that. So you see where I'm going with this. And then I like recently I've named my phone Bobby, and I don't know why, but this helps me. So I say Bobby has a bedtime, and Bobby's bedtime is before mine. Like Bobby is going to go to sleep 2 hours before I do. And the reason why is your brain needs about 2 hours of time. This is what the research shows, to cool down, to allow you to get into that state where you're relaxed, and then you can start to get into the deeper restful state of sleep that you need. So if you're sitting there scrolling on your phone, we already know like the harmful effects of the blue light and all of that stuff, but it also makes it so you can't cool down. So for some of us that are like, oh, I have such a hard time falling asleep, my mind's always racing, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that is adding to that. That is putting fuel on the fire, You know what I mean? So pretty much just move your phone, put it on airplane mode, and I think that will help you out a lot.
So good. I love those intentionality tips. So good. As we come to a close, let's circle back to the morning routine. And Angela, would you share with us a few last and final tips for being consistent with and or more intentional about that morning routine?
Yes. Okay. So going back to your goal, I want you to declare right now that I am a person with a good morning routine. So that's going back to your goal, and then whatever the good morning routine means to you. So you're declaring that, so then you behave as so. So the next thing, we're clear on the vision. The next thing is we want to develop the habits that align with the vision. We want to act like a person with a good morning routine. So what you do is you start small and you start really solidifying that identity. Just being a person that has a good morning routine. And if we said that a good morning routine is that you focus on these three things, movement, mindfulness, mastery, you can focus on those things 5 minutes each. So start there. And when you start showing up for that, you're starting to develop a new kind of identity in a sense. You're developing new habits. You're developing these programs around it. And as you start to take those votes for the person that you want to become, think of it that way, you will become that person, but you have to start small, and then it'll progress from there. So a lot of times people are like, okay, I got my ideal morning routine. 2 hours in the morning, I'm doing all this stuff. And then they don't show up and they're really frustrated. Start small for sure. Hands down. So the second thing is, triggers. Set some triggers for yourself that are going to set you up for success. Like, you know, this has a lot to do with the prepping the night before. To have a good morning routine, you need to have a good evening routine. So you need to be thinking about what you're going to do in the morning. And then like we talked about with the habits, you want to remove resistance to all those things. So literally think of it this way. If you're going to be working out in the morning, you know how they say you leave your clothes out, and that's going to help you be more likely to work out in the morning. If you know you want to drink more water, just like I did, what I did was I had my water all set up in the morning. Another trigger for me is I know when the coffee's brewing, it's like my brain knows right away that that's my time. I'm going to do some intentional movement in between. And I want, the other thing I want to say is this thought is going to serve you. Every little bit counts, every little bit. I remember when I worked on a team, my boss would be like, I was all into intentionality then. And they're like, tell us your tips for like working out more. And I would say 5 minutes, do 5 minutes every day. And they're like, what is 5 minutes going to do for me? And I'm like, it's going to start like you becoming that person. It's going to program the habits, the thoughts, like it's going to prove that you are the person that works out. And then from there, you're going to make progress and you're going to be that person, but you have to start small. So just going back to that, but those are all my tips.
That is good stuff, girl. So as again, as a life coach, I don't know if you've heard of the 1 degree principle, but it's something that I,
yes.
Yeah. I love that. I talk a lot about it with my clients. And the basis of it is you make a 1 degree change. So you make a change so very small because your brain sometimes will resist big change. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I love your 5 minute tip because you're making this one tiny small change, right? And your brain has time to adjust and absorb it, right? And then it becomes a habit for you.
All right, guys, you know, it's all about the habits and who you are becoming. The real goal always is to become a different kind of person. And that involves your habits. Now, going back to that 1 degree kind of principle, think about it too as percentages. If you're improving 1% each day, at the end of a year, that's 365% difference. You can even think about that as like if you were able to earn that amount of money with just that simple little improvement. And it really starts there because once you start honing that identity, I'm the person with a good morning routine, or I am whatever your goal is, you will make a lot more progress in that area because the momentum picks up. You start to behave more like that person. That's why we always talk about starting very small to begin to make those votes happen, to be who you want to be, to pave that path. And it'll be a smooth ride. It gets easier. One last thing I wanted to say is, I think I've mentioned this in the podcast before, where someone has said to me, like, you know, well, it's easy for you. It's easy for you to get up early, right? Or it's easy for you to work out. And I used to get so frustrated about that because I'd be like, it hasn't always been easy for me, you know, I had to make it this way. But then I started realizing that, yeah, it is easy for me now. But you know why? Is because I have less resistance around it because I programmed the habits. I've made them automatic. So I don't face the resistance that I used to face around it, you know? And that's like with anything. Anytime anyone wants to make a change, you will initially face resistance. But if you keep at it and you keep practicing that new behavior that you want, you'll start to be that kind of person. It'll be automatic. You will naturally wake up at that time that you ideally want to wake up if you practice it over and over. You won't even need to think about doing the morning routine stuff. You don't even need to keep it on a note card or anything like I tell my clients to do. Because it's programmed, it'll be automatic for you. That's where we're aiming to get, but we got to start small because we know we're going to face resistance around it. It's just how it's going to be. That's how the brain works. All right, quick recap. 3 things that you can start to implement in your morning routine. Mindfulness, movement, and mastery. Now, I want you to start off small like we talked about. If you're going from not having a morning routine that you're really proud of, then start off smaller, like the 5 minutes each kind of thing. If you already have a morning routine and you like some of it, maybe you want to implement more. Maybe you want to take this to a power hour like 20-20-20. But wherever you're at, definitely take the next step for you that makes sense for you. Don't be all crazy being like, I'm going to do the 2-hour morning routine and I'm going from 0 to 2 hours. Mm-mm. Build up to being that person. Now, the first step, though, is you got to visualize in your mind when are you going to be doing this? Is what time of day are you devoting? Let's say you're starting with the 15 minutes of this. Where? What time? What does that look like? See yourself doing that. That's the first step. Put it in the calendar. I just heard that simply deciding when and where you're going to do something
will make you 91% more likely to do the thing. And I think this has to do with the brain priming part of it, the visualizing, you're priming your brain to be that person. So write it down somewhere, the when and the where. That starts with when you're getting up and then where you're going to be doing those 15 minutes or however many minutes you're going to be doing those activities that you want to do. And then remember, think about how you can prep to do some of that stuff in the morning, like what will set you up for success the night before. You know, so like me, remember I talked about the water, setting my water up, all of that stuff. Think about what that would be like for you. All right, now go be that person with a good morning routine. Show up as that person tomorrow morning. All right, if you like this episode, let me know. If you need help, always reach out. My info's in the description of this episode. Have an awesome week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.